English Language Secondary 3 Listening Sample Subpaper
Part 1
You now have 1 minute to read this part. Tom is at the reading club. His teacher, Mrs. Wong, is reading a poem to her students. Now, listen to the poem. The poem will be played twice. For the first time, listen carefully to the poem. You may take notes if you wish. The poem will begin now.
My very big family. I have a very big family, with an older sister, Kelly, who works with the police, sniffs for drugs, and chases thieves. My lovely cousin, Shady, cares for a blind lady, who walks with a walking stick. Shady guides her everywhere. My younger cousin Mutton lives near a snow-covered mountain. He looks for people lost in the snow and wears a bell wherever he goes. Joan, calls my master, here's a big bone. I wag my tail and lick his toes. I guard his house when no one's home, snap and bark at strangers who come too close.
Now, listen to the poem again and answer the following questions. When you hear a beep, answer the question. The poem will be played once only. The poem will begin now. Listen to stanza 1 and answer questions 1 and 2.
My very big family. I have a very big family, with an older sister, Kelly, who works with the police, sniffs for drugs, and chases thieves.
Question 1. Which one of the following sentences is not true about Kelly? Question 2. Listen to line 4 again.
Sniffs for drugs and chases thieves.
How does Kelly sniff for drugs? Listen to stanza 2 and answer question 3.
My lovely cousin Shady cares for a blind lady who walks with a walking stick. Shady guides her everywhere.
Question 3. Why does the lady use a stick? Listen to stanza 3 and answer question 4.
My younger cousin Mutton lives near a snow-covered mountain. He looks for people lost in the snow and wears a bell wherever he goes.
Question 4. What does Mutton do? Listen to stanza 4 and answer question 5.
Joan, calls my master. Here's a big bone. I wag my tail and lick his toes. I guard his house when no one's home. Snap and bark at strangers who come too close.
Question 5. What does Joan do when strangers come too close? Now that you have listened to the poem, answer questions 6 to 8. Question 6. What do they do? Match their names with what they do. Write the correct letter, A to D, in the box. Question 7. Who tells us about his, her family in this poem? Question 8. What is this poem about? Question 9. In stanza 1, family and Kelly are two rhyming words. Find one word that rhymes with shady in stanza 2. Now listen to stanza 2 again.
My lovely cousin Shady cares for a blind lady who walks with a walking stick. Shady guides her everywhere.
This is the end of part 1.